This is where they first started doing the Pride events here.
It's a warm June morning. Travis Shaw is standing in the band shell of the recently renamed Clately Tanay Memorial Park on the banks of the Fraser and Nechako Rivers in Prince George. He's thinking back to 16 years earlier when he first discovered Foxy DeRossi.
Oh, God. When did it start? It started a long time ago. I was 15. It was a talent contest, and my friend was wanting me to enter, and I didn't know. And she said, just put on a dress and do this and sing a song. I'm like, okay. And then I won, and I was on the cover of the paper, and it just kind of started like that.
For the last decade and a half, Travis Shaw has been better known as Foxy DeRossi, a biracial diva decked out in mascara and high heels. It's not the path you might expect for the adopted son of a mill worker growing up in northern British Columbia. But Travis says his confidence comes from his parents.
Well, I was born to coal miner's daughter.
He says in their younger days, they were hippies. His mum burning bras while his dad performed as a country and western singer.
I grew up with green stages, backstages, side stages, and him singing guitar and stuff. So it was just natural to be an entertainer.
But Travis's style of performing was not the sort you would find in your average country bar.
My mom has pictures of me like in like a turtleneck as pulled down as a dress and things like that. And my auntie gave me like high heels for birthdays and stuff. So they raised me to be myself, whoever I might be. And it just so happened that I turned out to be gay and I was part of that whole movement. And it's just something that I've used as a stepping stone to become the person I am today.
That whole movement is the fight for same-sex, bisexual, transgender, and queer rights in Canada. When Travis first performed as Foxy DeRossi, he was in high school. Same-sex marriage was illegal in Canada, and while his parents might have accepted who he was, many of his peers did not.
I was one of five Native kids. I was one of five non-white kids out of the whole school. And out of those five kids, I was the gay one. The harassment was just the normal things, like faggot, queers, and all this other crap. Like, see, for me, I grew up with those kind of words, and I went with it, and I made it work for myself. But then once I got older, that it was bullying and it wasn't supposed to happen, then I was like, well, that's a lot of crap I had to go through.
Aside from his family, Travis found strength in his alter ego. While Travis Shaw is shy and soft-spoken, Foxy DeRossi is loud, proud, and the center of attention.
It takes shape when I'm painting up my face or I'm in the shower shaving, and then there's more confidence. And I think it's more of like a mask I hide behind that I can just do this and I know I can get away with it.
As Foxy, Travis became an advocate. He helped form the first gay-straight alliances in the Prince George School District, creating safe spaces that he never had as a student. He also joined the fight for marriage rights. When British Columbia became one of the first provinces to legalize same-sex weddings, Foxy performed at a ceremony held in the same park where the persona was born a few years earlier. But even as attitudes across the country were changing, there was still room for controversy.
The craziest thing I think that happened was when my friend Dan Rogers and I were at the Gay Straight Alliance, and it was on the newspaper, and it caused such a backlash.
In 2010, Dan Rogers was the mayor of Prince George. He frequented a coffee shop where Travis worked, and as the two got to know each other, Rogers attended a Gay Straight Alliance meeting alongside Foxy DeRossi.
Certain people in the community voiced that they thought Dan Rogers was a family man, and they didn't want to involve their families with him if he's supporting gay people and he's supporting those people. And if they were there in that room, they would have saw that those kids who are our future, not just those kids, all kids are our future. So why are we trying to hinder and cripple and break kids now who are going to be our doctors, who are going to be the police, the lawyers, things like that? So to me, like, I didn't understand why there was such a backlash, but then it is Prince George, and at the time, it was still a little behind the times.
But as Travis was attracting controversy as an activist in Prince George, Foxy DeRossi was attracting attention as a performer playing shows in places like Toronto, Edmonton, and Vancouver. In 2012, Foxy DeRossi was named Miss Gay Vancouver, Travis fondly remembers sharing the stage with well-known drag queen RuPaul. He also remembers the first time he realized he had made it big.
Yeah, it was in Vancouver, and it was after one of the Pride parades. Like, you can hear that, all you hear is music because you're right behind the speakers, and you don't, like, you can't hear how many people or hear the crowd and stuff. So there was that anticipation of, okay, well, I guess I'm doing this, and I'm standing on the stairs, I have to. And then as soon as, like, it came on the corner, and I'm like, oh my God. Just like an ocean of people. You could see it move, and you're just like, oh my gosh. So that was the biggest rush, and that was the best time. That's like my favorite part.
But this summer is Foxy DeRossi's last. In 2013, Travis Shaw was diagnosed with a brain tumor. He's had multiple surgeries and no longer has the energy to perform like he once did. Despite the setback, he's approaching this challenge the same way he's approached every challenge he's faced.
For me, I always looked at the things of what do I have to learn from it. There's lots to learn, and it proved to me like how strong of a person I am.
Shaw's just 31 years old. That's old enough to remember same-sex marriage being illegal. Old enough to remember when Prince George City Council refused to recognize Pride celebrations. And old enough for his own persona, Foxy DeRossi, to go from being a source of controversy to being a performer at this year's family-friendly Canada Day celebrations in the park. Shaw says when he takes the stage on July 1st, it will show him just how far his city has come. So now that Foxy the performer is being retired, what's the next challenge for Travis Shaw the person?
I've never been on a date, so yeah, ask for a guy's number. I'm too shy.
For CBC Radio, I'm Andrew Curiata.
I can say hi. My friends taught me how to say hi, how are you?
In Prince George.
And if they talk, I don't know what to say.